A referee clinic is taking place on Sunday, December 4th in Glendon from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Email Rachel Hunt at mhuntrachel@gmail.com or Darren Galashik, darren.galashik@nlsd.ab.ca to RSVP for the clinic or to get more information. Lakeland. The basketball season is set to begin for junior and senior high students in schools across the Lakeland, but a hiccup could cause some challenges. Alberta in general is seeing a shortage of officials as many stopped officiating during COVID and have not returned, says Rachel Hunt, an Ardmore school teacher who also acts assigns referees to basketball games with the Lakeland Association of Basketball Officials, LABO. The association is seeing a shortage, especially within the senior high division. We have, in the last few years, had new members join our association, but it takes time to learn the rules and mechanics and gain the experience needed to manage a senior high game. That combined with the minimal number of games that we have had the last few years has had a big impact on our ability to train new officials, explains Hunt. The lack of officials could mean games are cancelled due to no one being available, and in dire cases could mean leagues do not run at all. So, Hunt and others involved in basketball in the Lakeland are hoping to encourage more people to become referees. Officiating is great for people of a wide range of ages to get involved in. We do have students that officiate for us and for those that also play. Officiating helps them understand the game better, and also to have an appreciation for how hard it can be to officiate, says Hunt. Students and adults who officiate are usually more respectful as players, coaches and spectators because they have inside knowledge of what goes on when you're an official. Acting as a basketball official also offers some hidden benefits, such as exercise. I always say I don't need a gym membership during basketball season, says Hunt, adding, it's also a way to socialize and interact with people of all ages, while having a direct impact on student athletes' experiences on the court. When asked if there were any misconceptions about being a basketball official, Hunt said there are a few. Officials take a test every year to make sure that we know our rules. There are a lot of rules and they can change from year to year, so we are always needing to keep working and improving at knowing those rules and interpreting them during a game. It often can feel that people think officiating is an easy job and that we should never make mistakes, but when there are 10 athletes on the court all moving full speed and two people to watch it all, it's not possible to see everything. She compared being an official to a balancing act. Our job is to keep the players safe, help teach and enhance the level of basketball, but in the end, it is about the players and not us. Official do have to have a thick skin, as often people do not agree with the decisions we make. So, being able to talk to people and stay composed is important. This is Hunt's first year working as the assigner with LABO. She says often associations in the area work together and send officials to cover games if one association is short. In the end, we want to give athletes in our area the opportunity to play, learn and enjoy the wonderful game that basketball is.